you doing?
What's going on?
It's all good. How tough was this one to have such a great regular season and then boom, it's all?
Extremely tough. You know, still don't seem real. You know, coming to the gym and seeing the guys and packing up and everything, it's just, you know, it's tough, but it's part of it. It's part of the beast.
And as far as the team is concerned, it's also tough knowing that it's never going to be the same again, and this was a pretty tight-knit group too, right?
Yeah, it was a special group, you know, special guys that, you know, you love to go out there and take your chances with on any given night, and, you know, unfortunately we fell a little short.
Physical play, how much did that come into this equation the last 2 weeks?
Very physical. You know, I had to, you know, take my chances with Marc Gasol myself last night in Zach. You know, I'm pretty banged up right now. But, you know, we let it all hang out, you know, last game. You know, and, you know, I can live with that.
It's matchups, though, isn't it? And that's that was the tough part of this thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Matchups is key. You know, they got a steady diet or something. And, you know, they fed off of it. And, you know, our point of emphasis was trying to make it difficult for the bigs. And, you know, other guys, you know, played huge roles, you know, Poindexter, Bayless, Tayshaun, Tony Allen, Conley, all the other guys, you know, they, you know, played their role, you know, great.
Ron, your thoughts on the future of the team? There's some guys who have to make some decisions. Do you have any feeling of what happens now?
I mean, you know, that's something that, you know, you leave up to management. You know, they're great at what they do and, you know, making everything work and, you know, giving us a shot to be successful and give us a shot to win. And, you know, they did that this year. They did that the year prior. And I have a lot of faith in them that they'll continue to do that.
Randy, do you think this team needs to get tougher going forward? I mean, you just talked about that series.
I mean, you can't get tougher. You know, it's either in you or it's not in you. You know, whether it's the way you was raised or the way you played or, you know, you got to have it. You know, a lot of people call it heart or whatever it is. You got to have it. And, you know, some people have it. Some people don't have it. So, you know, you can't manufacture that.
But do you need more guys on this team that have it?
That's a management decision. But, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, you can't instill in somebody. You got to have it.
Well, we talked about matchups, though. A lot of it comes down to bulk, too, not just the toughness, right? From a physical standpoint, those big guys.
Yeah, you know, they're a matchup problem for anybody. You know, and you've seen in our series, you know, the point of emphasis was trying to keep them guys out the paint, second chance opportunities, try to out-rebound them and get out and get to our style of play and transition and keep the tempo. And, you know, in game one and two, we was able to do that. You know, and, you know, a great player made a great shot in game two. But, you know, all the other games, you know, it was, you know, he's biting nails, pulling teeth. You know, it was tough. You know, it was a fight. And, you know, you want to give yourself a chance so your best players, you know, Chris and Blake, can have a chance to bring us home in the fourth.
I almost wish they would shrink the regular season to like 30 games so you can just get the playoffs started right away. That's a long season to everything be great and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, we had so, like, I don't want to take away from so many great things we've done this year, though. You know, winning the Pacific Division and, you know, changing the culture of this franchise and, you know, everybody looking at this organization now as, you know, not a little brother to anybody, but more of a championship contender organization, you know, year after year with unbelievable talent and, you know, Hall of Fame guys on the squad. So that's like saying that about the Clippers now, like that's just unbelievable. And, you know, I'm just truly, truly happy to be a part of all this.
What are your plans for the summer?
You know, rest. I got 5 kids, 4 little girls, man, so I gotta get it together.
Good
quick.
Luck with rest for that.
Yeah. I slept 3 hours.
Wow.
And I was right back up, daddy. So, you know, it's, you know, enjoy the kids, have a lot of fun, and, you know, keep this taste in your mouth, though, and once I get back at it, you know, get ready and gear up and, you know, get ready for a championship run again next year.
Yeah. Carl, you were the first big piece to come before last season, before Chris and Chauncey. What gave you the confidence this team was kind of on that path?
Honestly, being a guy that, you know, knows the new collective bargaining agreement and knowing that, you know, L.A., you know, in the organization and number-wise and looking at the young and upcoming talent, you know, Blake Griffin, you know, at some point another superstar was going to come here and, you know, being another piece and, you know, just putting it together, you know, mathematically.
Yeah. Money talks. It's
amazing how that works. Are you crunching those numbers right now for...
Yeah, I'm trying not to look too far here, but I'm adding and subtracting right now.
Will you do your part to try to recruit Chris, recruiting back, make sure he stays here with you guys?
You know, like I know Chris for years. Me and Chris been friends for the last 9-10 years, and you know, on and off the court, he's someone that I consider a family. You know, long after basketball, so. You know, I'm gonna let him make his decision. I don't think it's another place that he'd be more happier than with the Clippers.
Go ahead.
From your 2 years here, how would you assess the progress that's been made?
Well, to go from 18, 19 wins to, you know, having a lockout season, a shortened season, and, you know, rallying together, going to the second round, and then, you know, having a very, very historic season this season, and, you know, falling a little short, obviously, you know, to our standards, but it's been a whole lot of progress.
How would you assess the judgments and the adjustments in this series that you guys made?
We could have done a lot better. We understand that, you know, in hindsight, everything 2020, but, you know, we could have done a lot better, all of us. You know, looking at film, looking at situations and things, you know, it's like making mistakes when you're younger and be like, I wish I wouldn't have did that. So it's like we looking at the film and we realize we could have did a lot of things different.
It was almost like by the time you guys figured out in the sixth game, it was too late.
Yeah, and we was trying to figure it out on the fly and fighting for our life at the same time, and you know, we was in a dogfight.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Have a great summer.
Thanks, Ron. Enjoy y'all.